Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Students at Soldotna High School protested Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto and the legislature's fail to override it of a bill that would have provided Alaska's school districts with a much-needed increase in funding by walking out of school on Wednesday. At 10 a.m., Sohi students left their classes in a coordinated move and gathered outside the school around the flagpole. Armed with signs and chants of BSA, "We need teachers," and "I don't know what I've been told, lack of funding's getting old," the large crowd of students gave a voice to their concerns over the state government's inability for nearly 3 months now to find a meaningful solution to what many considered their number one priority going into the first legislative session of 2024.
"The walkout is because our words haven't worked,"
said the student walkout organizer, Jennifer Webster.
"Students going to board meetings and even our student body president, Jared Nash, going down to Juneau wasn't able to convince our governor and our legislator that we actually need this money."
The vetoed bill, which passed the House and Senate in mid-February, would have included a $680 increase to the base student allocation, money the state gives school districts per student. In response, school districts statewide have been scrambling to cobble together budgets without knowing whether or not they would receive any increase in funding from the state. This has forced major changes in many of those districts. On Monday, the KPBSD Board of Education passed a budget that accounts for the district's looming $13.7 million deficit. The new budget increases the peer-to-teacher ratio by one in most classrooms and comes with large cuts like eliminating school pools and theaters. When asked what she would say to the governor and legislature, Webster says,
"Think about what you've done. I think it's completely ignorant to veto these bills or not override the veto because you say we don't have the money when I truly believe that we do."
The Kenai Peninsula Borough is continuing its expansion of waste reuse by announcing a new waste reuse area at the Central Peninsula Landfill. The move comes after the Kenai Peninsula Borough conducted a survey of its residents to determine issues that matter to locals. Many residents' responses requested changes to landfills and waste reuse. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki says the reuse area at the Central Peninsula Landfill is part of a process he is working to implement in response to the survey.
"The philosophy is this. Sometimes people bring things to the landfill that other people can reuse. We had, for some reason, the borough had gotten to the point of where they were all going into the CD cell to be stored forever, which is expensive, it's wasteful, and they're items that other people can use."
There are a few simple rules for anyone visiting the reuse site. The site attendant has the final say on allowable items. Items must be clean and not damaged or broken. Maximum parking of 10 minutes per user is allotted, and users must not block the disposal areas and more. A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging a Sterling businessman with wire fraud involving COVID-19 relief funds. According to court documents, Kent Tompkins, 55, made false statements about his criminal history on economic injury disaster loan applications for his business, J&B Construction. In 2018, the defendant was indicted on multiple felony grand theft charges in South Dakota and was convicted in August of 2020. During the alleged scheme, Tompkins applied for two EIDL loans in May 2020 and November 2021. On both applications, which were submitted after he had been indicted and arraigned in South Dakota, Tompkins falsely stated that he had not been presently or recently subject to an indictment or arraignment for formal criminal charges. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.